You're listening to Stateside. I'm April Baer. Whether your main interaction with art is a museum in your town or just stuff that you see on Instagram, you may be aware how images of black faces and black bodies have changed over the years. It's simply more common to see things like TV and online ads reflecting a diversity that's closer to the U.S. population. And in the art world, there's more space for works by and featuring women and men of color, including memorable and explosive portraits by Kehinde Wiley, Amy Sherald, Kerry James Marshall, and many others. Today, we invited two artists living and working in Detroit to talk about portraiture. Sydney James is a fine artist and muralist with a background in commercial art. Her work is seen around Detroit, L.A., Atlanta, and elsewhere. Justin Milhouse is a photographer and filmmaker with a full commercial and sports portfolio, in addition to his artwork. I met up with both of them at the Detroit Institute of Art's Cressy Court. Sydney James and Justin Milhouse, welcome to Stateside.
Hello.
How you doing?
We are delighted to meet you. Can I just ask you, for starters, to think about either a photograph or a portrait of any media that really knocked you for a loop at some point?
I remember like 4 years ago, I was doing a shoot with a document in Detroit, and my project was documenting the Nation of Islam in Detroit, and it wasn't just one photo, but the series of photos when I went to their house to take photos of just them getting ready, everyday life. I met, I forget the guy's name, but the member of Nation of Islam, him and his family, they actually live like two blocks down from where I grew up. So I went over there and just got photos, and that whole just experience and just being just in their home and them just inviting me and just seeing their everyday life and just, you know, shining light on maybe, you know, shining light through my photography of a situation that, you know, maybe everybody doesn't see. I thought that was just cool for me. So.
Do you feel like it was difficult to communicate the intensity of that moment in the portraits you took?
I don't think it was difficult because I felt like it was authentic and it just was organic. We talked before I didn't just go in taking photos. Like, we talked, we had conversations, and when I started shooting, it was just kind of just natural. Everybody felt natural. So I don't feel like it was difficult because it came from an organic place. And something I was truly interested in capturing, so I don't think it was that particular time wasn't difficult. So.
Sydney, what about you? What comes to mind when you think about a knockout portrait, either that you saw or that you made yourself?
I would have to say the very first time I experienced Barclay Hendricks' work. He had a solo exhibit out at the Santa Monica Museum while I was living out in L.A., and probably every portrait there, just because, and I believe it was the Birth of Cool body of work, just because they look like gods because of the how massive the paintings were, but they also were regular people, regular black people. Like, you might feel like he was a pimp, or you might feel like she was a woman of the night, or a woman of church, or a man of whatever, but these were like just wonderfully painted black people. And because typically when you think of black art, you think of like the Harlem Renaissance. Well, most people, the average person.
Jacob Lawrence.
Yeah, like that, those very abstracted like collages and stuff. I'm not really attracted to that. But when I saw his work, and it was created around like just after that time period, but during at the same time, I was like, oh, this is what it's about. Like controlling all of our images, because as we know, images have way more power than even words.
What was the point at which you started to recognize your own capacity, or like that you would be able to create that sense of agency for your subjects in your own work?
When I started painting murals in 2014, because then it's the act of painting publicly. That's one thing, because you get many unintentional viewers, whereas we're sitting in a museum right now, these are intentional viewers. So many of the viewership, they don't look like us.
Even if it's a free day, it's a select crowd that's
exactly,
going to see this.
Exactly, because art is for the elite, quote unquote. We like it's not like a direct lesson, but that's kind of how, like, especially like inner city or poor kid, rural kids, that's how they feel. They're not exposed to it. But if I could paint massively how I paint, which is a fine art type way of painting, for the world to see, like, I control the narrative. I control our narratives, you know. So I think that's when I knew for sure, like, the power of images and portraiture, like, especially large, on a large scale.
And Sydney, your work is obviously very, especially on the wall-sized murals, but I think also in the drawings, too. It's realistic. You're not sparing with your subjects, but you're also pouring on the love.
Yeah.
And whether it's the sheen on someone's skin or warmth or a sense of command in their eyes, it's all there. Like, a lot of the physical postures that you show people in are, they say, look at what I'm showing you right now. This is what, you know, it's just really head-on kind of stuff. Was there an evolution with how you came to communicate power in that way?
Yeah, there was. Like, so I started this series called Appropriated, Not Appreciated, speaking on the state of Black women, really stem from what's been happening in this country, but it's been happening worldwide. Like,
you mean since 2013 with Black Lives Matter?
About Black Lives Matter, but really, like, when, because I think Black Lives Matter stem from, like, Black men being brutalized by the police. But we rarely see or hear of the Black women that are also going through the same thing with the police. And that's really what created that entire series. Like, but I started even painting us how I felt we were being treated. Like, I painted myself nude and put it on the floor as a doormat, right? But then the more I thought about it, it's like, no. I don't need to portray the images of how you think that people are behaving towards you. Show them how you want to be treated. And, you know, so if we always say, peace, queen, hey, queen, show us as queens. Show us in a grander light how you want people to. And you might see, like, the struggle behind their eyes or in their skin texture. But if I paint you boldly enough, you can see that we're still strong, even though those things, you know.
Justin, your work has a cooler temperature and, you know, smoother values. But at the same time, your photographs are just packed with narrative and character in a, just a really different way. It's easy to look at, you know, a picture of a young man or woman that you may have photographed glancing to the side and they're smiling about something and just wonder what, you know, what was going on in that moment and to, you know, imagine the threads of their life or, you know, like, capturing what's going on in the game story for a game that you might be shooting. How did you start to think about, again, about those themes of agency and bringing people's images forward in a stronger way?
I think a lot of it for me was just capturing things that move me personally. And sometimes even, like, simple things, you know, simple, like, just gestures, trying to capture just those moments and trying to freeze time in a moment that I feel that is authentic. I feel like with my studio work, I like a technique I really like is like the one light just on the subject. And just moving that one light and that spotlight and, you know.
There's a dark background and
yeah.
And the subject just seems to emerge yeah. very luminous out of the void.
Yeah, so I like that because it's almost like,
feel like paintings.
Yeah, yeah, so we shot a couple of days ago. And when me and Sydney were talking, she was asking me, did you used to draw? Because you shoot like you draw.
Like a painter.
I said, I did. I used to. But it took too long to really.
Granddaddy is a painter.
Yeah, my granddad
and
is a photographer and painter. But I say that to say, so with the photography and just that one light technique, I feel like if I can get. Because all you need is, like, one shot. And if you can really, you know, have the subject, you know, connect with you through the camera, I feel like that's how you can tell the story. And usually when I, you know, when talking about the studio photography, usually when I do these shoots, I like to talk to the person for a little bit. We set up. We have, want to get to know them. So, you know. It's an authentic, you know, time.
Put a collaborative element in there.
Yes.
This is such a funny moment for portraiture in the macro sense. Major brands are employing black faces and black bodies to communicate things about, you know, how they want people to feel about their story. And yet sometimes the images feel like a version of white life with an African American being dropped into it or functioning as a side player, you know, like in a best friend kind of role.
Right.
How do you put your subjects, how do you center your subjects in the stories you tell with your work?
Because our use of the subjects are intentional, not just like an afterthought, like, oh, I have to include diversity. Oh, we have to hit this quota for diversity. So just bring, you know, Hakeem in here so we could put him in this, you know, H&M sweater, like, so we could fulfill this quota. So I feel like the intent is different, and that's why it feels more genuine, because it is more genuine. I'm not fetishizing black women, because oftentimes, like, plenty of white people do paint black people, black women. But what are we, subjects or are we people? And I feel like you can feel the difference between somebody, their intent behind it, like a Kehinde Wiley versus somebody else that might not be a part of the culture painting us. We might be painted very well. We might look very stoic, but we look like things. We feel like things in those great paintings, not necessarily humans.
I would like to ask you a question that I was talking to Valerie about, too. Black identity has, by necessity, meant a lot of different things over the years in terms of what is shown within the community and what can safely be expressed in a wider white world. So, I mean, do we always have to look at work by black artists through multiple lenses in that way?
We don't have to, but I think people choose to. Because I feel like we're always under a microscope, whether it's be like, I feel like especially either one of us, because we weren't intending to be necessarily influencers, as they call it now. We just really started out doing what we love, and when you're good at something, people want more of it. But now, because we might have to behave a certain way in the public, like, now we now represent the whole culture, but the culture is not monolithic. It's a whole bunch of stuff. Although, like, most images that are shown of us overseas are violent, or, you know, us in despair. And it's not very positive most of the time. And if it is positive, it's, like, extreme. Like, you got to be Barack Obama. But the in-between is not celebrated or shown. So people only know the extreme or the extreme. So they don't know what to think of this culture, but this culture is so vast, it's so great, and it depends on where you're from, because you could be Southern. It's like, you could be Southern, that's a different type of black, you know, East Side, West Side, just in Detroit, those are different type of, it depends, they, you know, but one thing is true of all of these things, we're even regal in our despair, and that's what I like to portray in my work. Like, yes, you might see this person down and out, although I really don't paint like homeless people and stuff. That's not my thing. But if I did, it would be in such a way that you would feel like she was a god anyway.
Justin, you recently did a portrait of your mom, who's a district court judge.
Yes.
I should say, you've also photographed your grandparents recently, but I'm not going to talk about that because I'm going to start crying. Those pictures were so sweet and so beautiful. But this one of your mom, it feels like it was kind of indicative of what we're talking about. Could you describe the picture? It was just that one on Instagram the other day.
Yeah, the one. My mom has been a judge for 20 years in the city of Detroit. And the day we did the portrait, it was the day she was elected or, you know, was in office. And so I was like, Mom, you know, let's get a photo. Like, let's use your black robe. We're going to do a black background. And she had, like, these earrings and this necklace that I like, too. I said, let's, you know, put that on. But, like, the one light technique, I want that light to, like, shine on you. And at first, I had her looking up, but I was like, no, look down and smile. Like, you just, you know, just like a authentic, you know. Like.
And it helps that your mother has a 1,000-watt smile.
Man.
Yeah.
I saw that picture like, I want to look like this when you shoot me.
It's breathtaking.
I wanted just really her smile and even what she was wearing and even the cloth she had.
She's wearing the sash. Calls back to African textiles.
Yes. I wanted all that to kind of like be in the forefront of the photo, and that's why with that one light technique, and that's why with the all black. You know, I just wanted it to be like she's just emerging from this this greatness. So, I mean, I'm proud of my mom. I'm proud of everything she's done. She's always been supportive of everything that I've done. So, you know, that was kind of my thank you to her. So.
Do you think she is able to see herself in that way?
I believe so. I think so. In what way you mean, though, as far as...
In the photo, she looks very gracious, and you can see intelligence written all over her face. And I just wondered if she had ever been photographed in quite that way before. With your knowledge of all her work and all her warmth.
I think this might be the first time, and I think it's special because I'm her son also. I just feel like that photo, for me, just really speaks to her humility and her kindness and her fairness that she portrays. And she's always portrayed, you know, to me. She's always told me to, you know, do the right thing and, you know, and always be humble. And I've taken those values with everything I've done, too. So, man, that photo, yeah.
Man, that photo is everything.
Yeah.
It is.
Sydney James and Justin Milhouse, thank you so much for all your work and for talking to us today.
Yes.
Support for arts and cultural coverage on Stateside comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.